Now turn to part two, questions 8 to 13. You will hear an interview with a woman called Marta Stanston, who runs a mobile restaurant that she sets up in different places. For each question, put a tick in the correct box. You now have 45 seconds to look at the questions for part two. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Today I'm talking to Marta Stanston, who runs her own mobile restaurant. Marta, how did you get into the restaurant business?
Well, I learnt to cook at college. I always wanted to open my own restaurant, but had no money, so I got a job as a chef. I had all sorts of ideas for new dishes, which the staff thought would sell, but the guy who owned the place wasn't interested. That's when a friend told me about the mobile restaurant idea. It sounded great.
Tell us about it.
Well, it works like this. You decide on a menu. Obviously, you have to be able to cook. Then you advertise it so people can book a meal. The most amazing thing is all the advertising's done through social networking websites. People set up tables in their sitting room, or in a city car park, an empty factory, anywhere in fact. And because you know how many people you're cooking for, food doesn't get wasted.
So why was it good for you?
Well, various reasons. Like, I could buy all the ingredients without risk because you make customers pay in advance. The greatest advantage, though, is by having a maximum of 10 customers, I didn't need to hire a waiter. Then, of course, I could prepare everything at home. Just take a camping gas cooker with me, plus some plates, glasses, knives and forks.
Do you never run into problems?
The whole experience is fun. People watch you cook and the atmosphere's relaxed. I did one meal on a beach which almost went wrong because I didn't think about the wind blowing sand into people's food. Fortunately, I'd brought a large umbrella to protect myself from the sun, so I put it around their table instead.
And you sometimes use your own flat?
If the weather's bad, people come to my home instead, but it gets very crowded. Even though I've actually got enough chairs and a big table, it's not ideal. I was worried we might disturb the neighbours, but they've been all right about it. I love the temporary feel of the mobile idea, so home's not really what it's about.
So, what's the future of mobile restaurants?
Well, it's rather uncertain. Lots of new ones are popping up because it's become fashionable. I think health inspectors will want to check them out. That doesn't worry me because I'm a trained chef. But if someone got ill in a less serious one, we might all get a bad name. So I guess inspections are a good thing.
Now listen again.
Today I'm talking to Marta Stanston, who runs her own mobile restaurant. Marta, how did you get into the restaurant business?
Well, I learnt to cook at college. I always wanted to open my own restaurant, but had no money, so I got a job as a chef. I had all sorts of ideas for new dishes, which the staff thought would sell, but the guy who owned the place wasn't interested. That's when a friend told me about the mobile restaurant idea. It sounded great.
Tell us about it.
Well, it works like this. You decide on a menu. Obviously, you have to be able to cook. Then you advertise it so people can book a meal. The most amazing thing is all the advertising's done through social networking websites. People set up tables in their sitting room or in a city car park, an empty factory, anywhere in fact. And because you know how many people you're cooking for, food doesn't get wasted.
So why was it good for you?
Well, various reasons. Like, I could buy all the ingredients without risk because you make customers pay in advance. The greatest advantage, though, is by having a maximum of 10 customers, I didn't need to hire a waiter. Then, of course, I could prepare everything at home. Just take a camping gas cooker with me, plus some plates, glasses, knives and forks.
Do you never run into problems?
The whole experience is fun. People watch you cook and the atmosphere's relaxed. I did one meal on a beach which almost went wrong because I didn't think about the wind blowing sand into people's food. Fortunately, I'd brought a large umbrella to protect myself from the sun, so I put it around their table instead.
And you sometimes use your own flat?
If the weather's bad, people come to my home instead, but it gets very crowded. Even though I've actually got enough chairs and a big table, it's not ideal. I was worried we might disturb the neighbours, but they've been all right about it. I love the temporary feel of the mobile idea, so home's not really what it's about.
So what's the future of mobile restaurants?
Well, it's rather uncertain. Lots of new ones are popping up because it's become fashionable. I think health inspectors will want to check them out. That doesn't worry me because I'm a trained chef. But if someone got ill in a less serious one, we might all get a bad name. So I guess inspections are a good thing.
That is the end of part 2.